Thank you very much to David Price and the crew for setting it up. Thank you very much to our volunteers for joining their team.
Let's give them a warm welcome.
So today you're going to enjoy lean debate. Now, coming to Queensland, I've learned that you all love sport. You have rugby union, you have rugby league, you have tackling, you have rolling. By the way, losing team gets to roll with Coonsie later. But I tell you one sport that you don't have, and that is lean debate. Now, we all talk about in Agile about creating collaborative teams, high performance cultures, and yet we rarely ever get competitive. We rarely ever get game on when we're at work. You know, game on is when I take the kids out for sports on Saturday morning and hopefully I've had time to get a coffee and get out there. But in our day-to-day professional world, there is an opportunity for us to learn from sport. So today, we are going to get competitive. And okay, we will be collaborative a little bit. So Lean Debate has been inspired by the Lean Coffee Crew. For who's done Lean Coffee? Yeah, so it's based around Kanban. You prioritise what you want to talk about. So thank you for prioritising what we want to talk about. And then we're going to iterate. So we iterate. Debate, competitive debate's pretty typical. There is an affirmative team. So the affirmative team will say, David Price is so beautiful. Yay! Seriously. Don't tell his wife, but he's doing dates and rewards tonight. And then we also have a negative team. So the negative team says, no, Dave's just, no, he's not pretty. Not my kind of guy. Not going to go there. And so we are going to do that. We're going to have a case, an affirmative and a negative. And we're agile, so we'll give them a case to have a second go. They'll be able to rebut the arguments. Now, your role, because we are all agilists and we're all learning to be coaches, is we are actually going to crowd coach and you're going to give immediate feedback in terms of their performance.
You suck.
I'm not going to repeat what that said. We want to do affirmative feedback. And you can give negative feedback as long as it's not about me. Okay? That's the rules. So when you vote for a team, you need to vote for the argument that you think has won the case. And what you're going to do is if you agree that David Price is beautiful, everybody stand up. If you agree. Okay, here we go that way. Again, if you agree with the negative that David Price isn't that beautiful, everybody stand up and give me a Brisbane River firework. Yay! Okay, so clearly the rest of the audience is non-binary, and that's okay, because we're accepting. But you get the idea. We're going to argue, and you get to vote. But you need to participate, because that's the thing about Agile. Doesn't matter if you're good, doesn't matter old, your experience. Doesn't matter if you roll around with other men, doesn't matter if you've got certificates or anything like that kind of stuff. What matters is that you actually participate, because every Agile methodology out there is just a learning loop. And so now we're going to put these guys under pressure and we're going to get them to learn fast. So are we ready? Yep. I don't know, are you ready?
Yeah.
Awesome. And the best audience member actually can have my t-shirt. Oh, we'll work out that out. So, we are going to pick our first topic. Now, like a good bunch of presenters, they thought they'd prepare for the first topic. So we're going, nah, we've changed the backlog and reprioritised it based on what's most controversial. So, our arguments today, for the affirmative, you do need agile scaling frameworks. For the negative, you don't need agile scaling frameworks. Ooh. You have 30 seconds from now to do your preparation. I'll keep going. Oh, hang on. Sorry, I failed. I'm a Leo. I thought it was just about me. Let me introduce the teams. Already. So, on the negative for the first case, we have Craig. Yay! We have the lovely Mel. Yay! And we have the lovely Carol. These are our getting agile shit done team. All right, teams, 30 seconds to prepare. Starts from now. Yeah. Big sign in the room from the ICL Agile certified person. Ooh, the negative is huddling. They must be the agilist. Running in the background. Melbourne is definitely the better state. Just saying. We've got some immediate feedback here. Definite disagreement going on. Typical coach wants to get a word in already, I tell you. What's the first thing about coaching? Observe and listen. Are you ready? We always start with affirmative in the debate because we're kind of positive people. Your time starts, well, they don't really matter, do they? So you've got 2 minutes from now.
So we're making the case that you do need agile scaling frameworks. Think of government organisations where they have traditional processes, bureaucracy, and scaling frameworks like SAFe are a really good starting point because it gives them structure. It helps them to understand where they can make their first start.
I've experienced SAFe in my lifetime, and I can say that it does do a really good job at making everyone aware of what's coming into the organisation. There's a really good process for measuring, for prioritising and making sure the right things are going into the right teams at the right time. And for those traditional, for those organisations who have moved from a traditional way of working, it does still give them that little bit of structure in the sequence so they don't panic and die.
And we're not saying, you know, take SAFe or any of the scaling frameworks, be it LES, be it SAFe, be it Nexus or whatever. Take them. Don't take it. Just take it out of the box. You do need to. You're a dad. You do need to adapt it to the context of the organisation, and also all of the agile frameworks, all of the agile approaches. Build measure, learn, the reflection, the adaptation into the process. So they are a starting point. They shouldn't be an ending point.
We've got 30 seconds if you want to make something else.
No, okay.
So the really cool thing that I liked about SAFe was getting everybody from all the teams that are all dependent on each other or interdependent on each other into the one room. Huge massive space for 2 whole days, given a vision, and then they self-organise. Full stop.
Over to the negative now. Getting agile shit done. The negative.
So, we don't really need scaling frameworks. Just think about it. Right? When we started Agile, the Agile Manifesto, it's all about the basics. All about the basics. When we really think about it, we've got to get the team structure sorted out. And all this scaling stuff, right, it's just making it like some big waterfall type thing. I mean, let's think SAFe. right? So it's agile in a box, right? What the heck is a release train anyway, right? We just need to get stuff done, right? And then, let's look at the other scaling frameworks, less, right? What the? They're actually saying do less and they're telling you to scale. What's all that about? And then they call something less huge when you've got more than 8 teams. Right? When I've actually spoken to Dean Leffingwell about Safe. He said that it was just one way they got one team working, right? We talked about Spotify today, but they said don't copy the Spotify model. So why would we copy what Dean Leffingwell did in one organization somewhere, right? We have to learn from that. And so we have to descale. Descaling is actually the thing we need to do. Get it right at the small thing. Agile is about breaking things down into smaller chunks. And that's what we need to do, break things down to smaller chunks. From the portfolio level, do smaller things, get smaller things out the line. That's what continuous delivery is all about. We need to do smaller things all the time.
Some of the problems that you have with these sorts of frameworks is that it's about doing agile, and we're all supposed to be about being agile. And at the end of the day, it's about what's right for our teams. So how can one framework be right for every team? We need to find what's right for our teams.
Socialist.
One more comment about Safe. Dean Leffingwell, did anyone here done rubber? Anyone remember rubber? He was one of the inventors of rubber. He's just applied the agile principles to the rational unified process, right? We need to descale, we need to do things in the small. Now, if you actually look at all these frameworks, they still talk about the team stuff is in there, and that's where we need to spend our time.
Thank you. Time is up. Thank you, Dean. Don't give them too much a clap. They're not done. That's not done. So they have 30 seconds to prep their rebuttal, and then they will have 1 minute to have a rebut. Then you guys get to vote. So while you're having your 30 seconds, go. When you guys vote, what you want to think about is they're meant to be agile learning teams. Are they communicating? Are they collaborating? How's the content? Are they learning? So don't just vote for the funniest one. That's me. And we're going to change the rules while they do that next time. Okay. Are you ready, teams? For the affirmative rebuttal, let's go.
Oh. How many of you are working in large organizations that have bureaucratic processes in place? Okay, what would happen if you went to your PMO tomorrow and said, we don't need any of you and your frameworks, go away.
Please.
How many of your agile adoptions would be thrown out? That's one of the big challenges. The frameworks give us a way of slowly, incrementally allowing change to come into these big, complex organizations. They are not ideal, but they are a pathway towards mastery. And you don't get to mastery overnight. The other thing, in 2001, when the manifesto was launched, the problems were on a really small scale. They were. Every one of those people were dealing.
Oh, time's up.
So, yes, I appreciate what my learned friends over here have said. And talking about large scale and talking about large organisations, these days when I look on SEEK, and I'm a Scrum Master, so Iteration Manager, Scrum Master roles, not a lot of them talk about safe experience. They're all about less, smaller, more collaborative teams, iterative development, iterative delivery. Big organizations, yes, they do have a lot of bureaucratic stuff, but at the same time, I also see them wanting to do more Scrum and more Agile-based stuff rather than less and safe. So for me, it's all about what is best for the customer. And in a lot of situations, big organisations are full of a lot of bureaucracy, but I think if we look at breaking things down into smaller pieces, the bureaucratic BS lightens up a lot. Thank you.
Yay! Awesome. All right, my crowd person. coaches, it's now over to you. So remember, when we point to one of the teams, you get to vote, and you get to vote by standing up, clapping them, giving them a big shout. But before we actually do vote, because we're into immediate feedback, who wants to do a shout out for the affirmative? Go, shout. Do you want a shout out feedback?
I don't know you anymore, Renee.
Shout out for the negative team. Immediate feedback. What should they learn? Okay, I agree. That was pretty good. Are you ready? If you agree the affirmative was the better team, stand up and give them a clap. Okay, 73. Negative had the better case. Stand up and give them a clap. Yeah. 227. Thank you very much. Awesome. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to iterate on to the next topic. And because it's kind of only their first agile transformation, I get to keep them in their teams, but I'm going to tell them what to do. You guys, you now go over there and argue for the negative. And you guys and girls come over here and argue for the affirmative. First iteration of agile transformation. I'm the boss, I still have control, or so I think. Wait, let me change something.
Each other, just not with you.
Alright, now, just because I want to keep our timer on his toes, we're just going to change the rules, because Agile makes things faster, doesn't it? So, you've done one iteration, you need to be awesome. Okay, so our second topic for today, estimates versus no estimates. So, the team for the affirmative, oh, how did I mess this up? They affirm that we definitely need to do estimates. Absolutely, definitely. The team for the negative, no, we don't need estimates. Absolutely not. Teams, you have your 30 seconds prep time. Starts now. I don't feel like dancing.
Stephanie, can you clarify if we're talking about absolutely no estimates or probabilistic forecasting?
That's for us to define.
So, someone was talking about triathlons today. In Melbourne, a triathlon for us is gin, coffee, vodka. We'll chat about that one later. Are you ready, team affirmative? Doesn't matter because I'm about to start your clock. Go!
Okay, so estimates are important, and the main thing that they help us do is to ensure that our teams understand the effort that they need and for them to be able to come up with that together rather than being told what they need to do. And it's not just about an estimate of effort, but I think that they should also have an estimate around the value of a story or a piece of work. So estimates are really important for both value and effort.
I think that estimates are really important because in life, in everyday life, we all use estimates for stuff. We estimate how much we drive, how much we eat, and how much we drink. So in normal everyday life, estimates are really important. In the Agile framework, it is even more important because for me, what it does is it celebrates humanity. It celebrates the wins that the team have. When they've estimated and they get to the end and they say, we said we could do 50 points and we did 50 points, the empowerment in a team is absolutely mind-blowing, and that's what I really love about estimates. I love the fact that it isn't so much about whether it's a two or a one, or Fibonacci, or is it raccoons, or is it bridges, or dogs. For me, it's all about how empowered those people feel once they have gotten to the end of the sprint and they see those estimates and they've added amazing business value to the organisation.
So I just want to point out my learned friend over here said it was an agile framework. Anyway, moving on. So let's define what we mean by hashtag OSS. It's alternative to estimation, finding better ways of working. That's what's in the Agile Manifesto, constantly learning and finding better ways of working. And that's what the hashtag no estimates is all about, finding out how we can forecast our work and get away from commitments and promises. Renee, you're going to take over, eh?
Yeah. How many of you have been asked from a project manager by a project manager how long you've got to go on that estimate? And how many of you have that project manager sitting next to you beating you until you give them a number that they're happy with? Yeah. And then what do they do with those estimates? They plug them into
a... Double them. They become quotes.
No.
And they become fixed in stone. And heaven help you if you miss them. On the other hand, the no estimates movement is all about probabilistic forecasting. And we've got techniques such as Monte Carlo estimation, Monte Carlo forecasting, that looks at how likely are we to deliver within a time frame. So it's not that we're being... that we're being irresponsible, but we are being honest and truthful. Because for the team who said they could do 50 points and achieve...
halfway. Teams, prepare your rebuttal. That's all right, I'll quietly talk about you in front of you. Who's going to be our favourite audience member?
Me.
Oh, we got two guys called me here. Excellent.
Might be the last name later. Anyone else?
Oh, we've got someone else over here. It requires a dance of some sort. All right, are we ready? Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the rebuttal. Please go to the affirmative.
Alright, who has been asking an estimate? Why have we been asking an estimate? Because somebody, somewhere wants to know how much this thing's going to cost, how long it's going to take. Right? That's just the foundation of all the business things we do. Now, our learned friends over here, right, have you believe that this is just sort of some funny number that you can come up with and pick it out of the air? Use a Monte Carlo simulation that sounds like something you have in a casino. Right? And if you went to the talk earlier from Daniel about that, right, he talked about casinos, he talked about maths. Right? We're people, not maths people, right? Right? So, we're all experts, right? We all know how to come up with these estimates, right? This is not a KPI, right? And as our learned friends will tell us, this is actually something that we just need because who is a project manager? What are you going to do, right? You're going to do something wrong.
That's it. Time boxed iterations, my friends. Are you ready? Doesn't matter. It's time to go.
So, honestly, we don't believe that we need to rebut them anymore. We kind of made the point that estimates turn into promises and commitments and it just weighs a whole bunch of bad stuff. So we're just going to use the rest of the time to take a selfie, all right?
Estimate evil.
Now, I know it said it was going to be a competitive sport, but I'm not sure if anyone actually saw Ryan got a punch in on crazy.
That's worth at least a few votes.
Yeah, I'm not quite, not sure what kind of teams you think we're going to vote for, but I think I know which one I might. So, if you would like to vote for the team affirmative, are you ready? Everybody stand up and give them a hand. And a couple more for taking it for the team. If you think the negative wins this one, please stand up and give them a hand. It was more like 273 to 27. nonetheless, we are iterative. We are learning as we go. Now, given there was a punch, I think we might need to just slow down. Sometimes it's good to just take a breath. Excellent. And now what we're going to do is we're going to let them self-select which team they go on. Ooh. Who knows what self-selection is? Other than taking selfies and selecting which pose you need to do. So we have the lovely Sandy Mamoli, who also wrote the book Self-Selection or Squatification or something really coolly named, with a few puppies on the front with David Moll. And it's all about how self-selecting your teams empowers them. So let's see if they self-select to improve and empower themselves. You ready to experiment?
Yeah.
Awesome. So our next topic. You can be the both, oh God, I stuffed that up. You can be a product owner and a scrum master. So the affirmative will be on this side, so it's on the right. Or the negative, you cannot be a product owner and a scrum master at the same time. Teams, have a think about it. You have 5 seconds to self-select which way you'd like to go. And no, you can't stay in the same team.
What?
The trophy.
You're saying we can't stay in this.
No, you can't. Oh no, we've got two good things.
All right, coaches, you're the experts in the room. Are you happy? Do you think they chose well?
Yeah.
No? No? You want them to iterate on their selections? Well, it's a shared economy and everyone's into crowdsourcing. Do you want to select?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, crowd, you get to pick one person. Not that I'm into pointing people out, but nonetheless, Ryan did punch someone. You get to pick one person to swap over to the other team. Yeah, that's awkward, isn't it? Isn't it awkward when we point people out? Oh, yeah. Buddies. It's awkward when you point people out publicly. Good thing to learn as coaches. Don't ever public shame or blame your people. Excellent lesson. Okay, I'll be ready. So for the affirmative, get your preps on. You can be the product owner and the scrum master. Your prep time starts now. So this is awesome. You get your prep too. It's getting a bit serious in the room now. Is this collaborative or is this competitive? Do you reckon they're performing? Are they improving? Does anyone want to be a winner? All right, we're ready to go, ladies and gentlemen. It's our third and final round. We have our self-selection teams. It's the third iteration. If you're like Telstra, we're only halfway through your third Agile transformation. There will be another 10 years for video to get. Let's go.
All right, so we're making the case that you can be a product owner and scrum master. Let's face reality. Not every organisation has the luxury to make the choice. Who works in a small team or small organisation? Put your hand up. Okay, we've got a few people. Now, you have to make decisions sometimes. You need to make trade-offs. Would you rather have someone who can act as both and then get maybe another developer on your team? Or say, well, we're going to lose some development capacity and decide to be strict and have both roles? Sometimes you have to face reality that you can't always have that luxury.
The other thing is that if you came to the awesome keynote this morning, right, we talked about the fact that there is so many different techniques we can choose from. Product owner and scrum master come from scrum. If you're doing Scrum, that sure might be it, but we're actually talking about the big tent of Agile here. And agility is all about adapting, and sometimes you have to adapt, and sometimes the best thing for the team might be to have a product owner and a Scrum Master as the same person. Right? We talk about the Scrum Master being the best person for the job, and if that's the product owner, well then that's the way we should go. So we should look for examples where we should look at the best people for the job in our teams.
Exists because it is the role of the Scrum Master is someone who facilitates the team, gives them the environment and the safety to be able to self-organise themselves and learn from their mistakes and help guide them to be a more mature team.
The role of the product owner is to be the CEO and the champion of the product. They're the external outward facing role on the project that takes the ideas from the business and brings it back and helps negotiate what does and doesn't make it into the product.
Those two roles are fundamentally contradictory. If you are in a really small team environment, spread the two roles between two people, because for one person to be focused on the health and well-being of the team and another one to be focused on the health and well-being of the product gives us the healthy tension that was actually designed into Scrum in particular. And yes, we are talking about Scrum. The roles that we're mentioning here are Scrum roles. That was the point. We're not talking about different processes. We are talking about the role of the Scrum Master and the product owner. And they have a healthy, natural tension that was designed in by the authors of the Scrum Guide. And they do know something.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very close one. Teams, you have time to prepare your rebuttal. While they're doing it, in the old days, wasn't a project manager both a product owner and Scrum Master? Think about that one. Okay, coaches, who wants to shout out any feedback for the teams to help them improve? It's your last chance. Get that consultancy fee. Say that again.
Not a Scrum conference, it's an Agile conference.
Ah. Can, not sure.
More swearing.
Oh, for fuck's sake, who said that? Let's go!
So, my learned friends over here actually stole our argument for where we were going to use. So, we've actually prepared all of them beforehand. But that's all right, we don't need our cheat notes from fall. We can win.
Okay, so I am a Scrum Master, and I have been on projects where I have had not any product owner at all. So what am I going to do? Stand back and say, sorry team, can't help you, I've got to sit here until we get a PO. Nah. I step up and do whatever I need to do to help the team get through and succeed at the end. I'm not going to sit there and go, well, product owner's out getting coffee, drinking beer, having a great time at the pub. Where the hell's the product owner? I say to the team, don't worry about the product owner. We don't give a shit about the product owner. All we need to do is to be a team. All we care about is us in the community, not what's happening out in the city up there. These guys over here, seriously.
Coffee and out to beer, then you're probably not doing your job as a Scrum Master to make sure that
we were friends
love and debates.
feedback to improve, but something a little gracious you'd like to shout out for before.
I'm a bit disappointed no one used the wolf guarding the chicken coop metaphor.
You know why? Because I'm the wolf and I ate the chickens. Any shout outs for the affirmative from your coaches?
Good effort.
Thank you.
Yeah. You can be my inspiration coach. Any shout outs or feedback for the negative?
Renee's been hanging around Kersey too.
I could swear long before I met him. I grew up in Gladstone.
If you ever meet a product owner's grandma at the same time, you haven't lived.
There's a reason I'm bald.
Who are we going to vote for? If you think the affirmative won that case, please stand up and give a hand. Okay, that was 86 and a half squat. I'm a half squatter too, it's okay. If you think the negative won that case, please give them a hand. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining the great league debate.
Thank you.